Today was the original date those teacher transfers were to take place at City Honors. But a temporary restraining order is preventing the cuts until a judge decides on the Buffalo Teachers Federation request for a mediator. In the meantime, late last week, the judge in the case has been asked to recuse himself because of a family connection to one of the teachers to be cut.
There was an indication that this would resolve itself fairly quickly, but that hasn't happened, and here we are again. So just a quick recap. The school district wants teachers at City Honors to perform non-teaching duties, including, you know, monitoring study halls, monitoring lunches. These are things that teachers at other schools do. But City Honors teachers have had a long-standing agreement that they would be exempt from these. The school district said, fine, we're going to hire aides to do these duties, but we're also going to cut teachers to pay for them. So as the situation has dragged on, it's deteriorated. You know, talks broke down. Parents and students came to the board meeting asking to resolve this issue. There's been some student protests and parent rallies. The union finally asked the judge to halt any cuts until a mediator could step in.
And back from the district side, I know the school district general counsel, Nate Kuzma, said that mediation would only delay the process even longer.
Yeah, I'm sure this has all been a bit confusing for people looking in from the outside. I mean, there's been a lot of point-counterpoint. The district says, you know, this is an equity issue. This is no other school has this arrangement. The union says this has been our longstanding agreement. You have to abide by it. You know, the district says it offered a fair settlement. Let the teachers vote on it. I think, you know, there's been a lot of back and forth, but in many ways, this is a classic battle between the school district and teachers union that we've become accustomed to over the years. We just haven't seen it in a while because there's been relative labor peace for well over a year since both sides settled a teacher contract in 2016.
The problem is the students feel caught in the middle, and I know the parents do as well. And their biggest plea is, please come back to the table, do some negotiations and try to end this. Because the students feel like they're being left in the cold in the middle of the school year. They'll have, you know, an English teacher, a music teacher, stripped from their learning process, and they feel really hurt by this.
Yeah, I think we've seen that from some of the protests we've covered or from the meetings we've covered, and the students have come out and, you know, made these pleas, you know, especially all this happening in the middle of the school year. So we'll see what happens.
Jay, another great story you recently followed up on is the Build Academy. It's a school that is not doing well. It's really ready to kind of close down. And the district had put out requests for proposals for a receiver to take over the school. It looks like the University of Buffalo has been selected to do that.
Build is a pre-K to 8 school. And based on low student performance, the state ordered the school district to bring in an independent receiver to run the school and turn things around. The district says it's had trouble getting someone to take on that responsibility. So the option they're pursuing is to close the school at the end of the school year and reopen it in the fall under a different model. Part of that would be to include partnering with the UB School of the UB Graduate School of Education, where faculty would be brought in, be involved, help figure out what's working, what's not, best practices, latest research. It's all still in development stage right now and needs state approval, but that's the direction it appears to be headed.
You talked to Superintendent Kreiner Cash about this. What is he saying and what he hopes to make that change for Build?
I think they're hoping this will be a fresh start for Build, you know, have some expertise from the academic side to, you know, with new eyes kind of looking at this, you know, what they can do to help improve performance at the school.
How does the district pay for that?
It's a good question, and it's kind of unclear at this point. I think the thing that has been made clear, though, is UB wants this to be kind of cost neutral, is how they defined it.
Jay Ray, Buffalo News education reporter, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks, Eileen.